Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time to grab that favorite beverage. Sit back and relax so we can hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start as always, by introducing ourselves. So it's time for you to learn about the magical DC love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. It's an honor to be here. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and as you know, a radio show host. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my beautiful fur baby guide, Ginger, and the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected when she was in a coma. At that time, I was walking past the TV. She began to talk to me, and I sort of, you know, just didn't pay attention to her. And a couple hours later, she actually threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It is truly a divine connection that we have. It took me quite a while to realize that. But my connection with Joan gives me the ability to connect with the most fascinating mixture of divine source. And it really helps me to relate and work with so many different kinds of people. And prior to these beautiful changes, my work background was in law enforcement. But I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am. But more importantly, love is what we all are. And that's the force that I now belong to as well. It's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, a master solution technique practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help others gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many years of questioning and seeking the truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged and everyone has the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of the page and you'll see Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will connect you with her Facebook page. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you have been looking for. Okay, DC, what messages do you have for us today?
Well, Barbara, you know, it's a funny thing. 1 year ago today, I actually had a bear knocking at my garage door at 5:30 in the morning. And I heard knock. It sounded like knock, 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 and I'm thinking, who's out there at this, you know, this time of morning? It's too early. I opened the door, and there was this big black bear staring at me. So I hurried up, and I shut the door really fast. And what I got from the bear, I had a little bit of a channeled message from the bear, and what I got was, man cannot live by bread alone, and he's saying, either can I. After all, I'm watching my weight, and I'm not going to stay slim if I just eat bread. And then, you know, I said to the bear, what do I look like, your mother? I said, you know what? Go down the road. There's a 24-hour diner there, and check out some of their blue plate awesomeness. And I guess the bear was mad because I didn't feed him, and off he went, Barbara. So it's, like I said, a year later, what a difference, you know, the day does make, you know? But with that being said, we have Angel Machiel coming in, and he's the guardian of the seventh heavens, and he receives direct orders from Archangel Michael. And he can help everyone to receive prosperity and abundance, as well as helping you to find the path of success. And with him by your side, you're going to see miracles unfold. And once you invite him in, watch for signs of his presence, because he's going to help you to maintain an attitude of gratitude and really attract what you're desiring. And Angel Machiel has a little tip to share on attracting prosperity, abundance, and success. He'll help you to attract money like bees to honey. When you shower, generously spread honey all over your body, especially the palms of your hands, the soles of your feet, and your forehead. And please don't spread any honey on your chest. Leave the honey in place for a few minutes as you think positive thoughts, maintain an attitude of gratitude, and then connect with the feelings of prosperity and visualize everything you've been striving for as already being here, right now in this very moment. If you can imagine it, you can achieve it. If you can dream it, you can become it. Start by making success a state of mind and create your grandest vision. Now, don't forget, wash off that honey and clear anything that is blocking your success. And here's a channel message from Angel Machiel. Beloved ones, I come before you today to clear any doubt that you're having about abundance, prosperity, and success. First of all, I ask you to remain in a state of peace, because in reality, you are already successful. You, beloved, are a perfect child of God. All that you are seeking is within you. Your outer self must just, you know, catch up with your inner self to truly attract what you are seeking. When you connect with God's unlimited power, you can create all that you desire. Beloved ones, you've got to remember, you are made in his image, and you can accomplish success. You can only use this beautiful energy to manifest good, though, as you focus on doing good deeds. And there is no limit to what you can achieve. So please, start today. Plant those seeds of change, and before you know it, love, prosperity, and abundance is going to begin to sprout. The harvest you reap will be filled with success. Enjoy this season of fulfillment. I am Angel Machiel. And we have another message. Blessings of light and love, divine goddesses. It is now time to awaken your inner goddess as we connect with the sacred feminine. Women and men alike do have divine feminine energy within. So at this time, I ask that you close your eyes, sit comfortably in a quiet, relaxing place where you won't be disturbed for just a few minutes. Slowly begin to breathe in through the nose and then out through the mouth. You now journey inward to the one heart, and you connect with Divine Mother. Keep breathing. As you go deeper and deeper, you and Divine Mother are now one in divine love. You notice your heart chakra expanding as you are filling with love and compassion. Divine Mother reminds you that you are worthy of all the love that you are receiving. You notice that compassion that you have received has really given you the ability to send love and compassion to all people, even those who have hurt you, because they are the ones who need love and compassion the most. Love has the power to transform people and then to heal them. Pure love can bring you closer to your inner truth, and divine love is the purest form of love. You are each a divine vessel of beautiful, beautiful goddess energy. Gather together and feel this collective energy. Become fully present, releasing any emotions that you have held within. Can you feel this beautiful vibration within your heart? It is now time to dream your dreams, beautiful souls. You are in the flow of the universal frequency. As you now honor your emotions, life force energy flows freely throughout your body. You are now in infinite alignment. Body, mind, and soul. You make a commitment to always honor and respect your sacred vessel, and you affirm, I am love. Whenever you wish, you can return to the one heart and connect again with Divine Mother. She's always ready to assist and to bless you. Before Divine Mother leaves, she reminds you that you are here to be an example of love and light for others to follow. Everything begins with your inner journey. Do all things with great love, Divine Goddesses. Each of you are so needed. I love you. Divine Mother slowly fades away, but you see that her unconditional love is ever present. You can now open your eyes when you are ready and come back into the present moment. Okay, Barbara, are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
You know what? I don't know. I've asked you the last show that we connected. I wasn't here on Tuesday. It was a crazy day. Have you been getting out in nature?
Yes, I have.
Have you? Have you been seeing butterflies?
No, I haven't seen any butterflies.
How about bees? Have you seen any bees?
I don't remember seeing any bees either.
My goodness. Okay, so we're not on the same page. Because a while ago, I channeled Muhammad Ali, and I've been out in nature every day, whether I like it or not, whether it's raining or snowing or anything, because I have little Callie, and I'm just like the postman. I'm always out in this weather. But I was out there, and I began to see, you know, the bees and the butterflies again. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, last time I saw butterflies and bees, I thought of Muhammad Ali, and he just wanted me to, again, you know, to remind everyone, you know, of the message that he had brought. So here's the message. He's saying, hi, DC. Hi, Barbara. It's me, Muhammad Ali. I'd like to start off by saying, don't count the days. Make your days count. Always set goals to achieve your dreams. I will forever be remembered for my legacy and my boxing career and my heavyweight title. But you know what? It's equally important to be remembered for your kindness, your generosity, and your courage. And remember, he who is not courageous enough to take risks will accomplish nothing in life. Nothing is impossible. Because impossible is temporary. It's lack of faith that makes people afraid of meeting challenges. I believed in myself, and you should too. After all, if they can make penicillin out of moldy bread, they can sure make something out of you. And here's something that I've always believed. If the mind can conceive it and my heart can believe it, then I can achieve it. The man who has no imagination also has no wings. If you can help your fellow man in any way, please, please, take the time to reach out, as well as restoring faith in mankind. And love people, and please treat them with kindness. Service to others is the rent that you pay for your room here on Earth. Live your life to the fullest. Appreciate each day. Work hard and allow your talents to unfold. Believe that you can accomplish all that you hold in your heart, and never quit. Keep affirming you've already reached your goals and you've gone beyond them. And don't use any negative words, because when you do, you lessen the power to accomplish your dreams. And do good, and don't forget to have some fun. Be free to be what you want to be, and remember, each of you too shall pass. What you do for God will remain, and it will eternally last. I fought my greatest fight for over 3 decades, and you know what? It wasn't in the ring. Parkinson's disease may have been slowly taking over my body. But you know what? My spirit remained victorious. And the most important lesson that I've learned was to have someone push me and to make me do things that I didn't think I could do. You need to surround yourself with people who believe in you. And I accomplished more than I ever could have dreamed. I was blessed to have so many people who loved me in my life. And before I go, I'd like to ask you to share my recipe for life. And here it is. So Muhammad took a few cups of love, 1 tablespoon of patience, 1 tablespoon of generosity, 1 pint of kindness, and he took 1 quart of laughter, 1 piece of concern, and then he mixed willingness and happiness. He added lots of faith, and then he stirred it up really well. He then spread it and expanded it over a lifetime, and he served each and every deserving person he met. As Muhammad Ali leaves, he says, "That's how I want to be remembered." He's waving goodbye for now. And, again, he's reminding us, the man who has no imagination has no wings. And that, again, was his message, Barbara.
Wonderful. Oh, Okay, so I'll have to look for butterflies and bees now.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you, DC. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, so here is what Jesus wants to say right now through me. My beloved ones, it is a time of your understanding, of your truly stepping into the truth of who you are. And we have told you many times that you are so much more than just a physical body, so much more than just a brain. So much more than what you were taught you were. We want you to understand that who you are is mostly made up of things that you were told by other people when you were little, before you were old enough to realize that you had the ability to choose for yourself. There were so many people who told you who you were. They told you what characteristics you had. They told you your name. They told you who you could be or who you couldn't be. They told you everything about you. And you believed them. And you accepted what they said. And now you have come to a time in your life when you are ready to let all of that go. Because you are coming to realize that they simply told you their own fears, their own doubts, their own insecurities. And you accepted those and made them yours. And now you can change them. And you can change them anytime you like. Because you do have more power than you know. And we invite you to start looking at what you believe about yourself, what you believe about your life, what you believe about possibility. And if it doesn't resonate with your heart, if it doesn't feel like the truth in your heart, then let it go. Because it's one of the beliefs that you accepted when you were little. And you don't need to keep living those beliefs. You're all grown up now. You get to make your own choices. You get to create your own life. You get to create what you want to live. But in order to do that, you have to let go of the beliefs that you accepted from other people. It's just another interesting part of life. This is about you recognizing you. Recognizing the truth of you. This is how you stop living in all of the false beliefs that you were taught. This is how you move into living in the truth of who you are and taking back your power. Taking back your power from all of the limitations that were placed in your mind. Taking back your power from all of the limitations that you've allowed to be placed in your life. Because you are an unlimited spiritual being who happens to be hanging out in a physical body. And yes, you do still have your power. You truly do. And it's time for you to wake up and realize that. And to start living from that power, from that truth, right now, in this very moment. We love you. And we are with you to help you to let go, to move forward, to create your life the way your soul wants it to be. All things are possible to them that believe. So believe in yourself and live your possibilities. Be one. Be love. Be life. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
That was beautiful, Barbara. And when you were starting to say the message, when we were young, they told you your name, I started to laugh to myself because it just reminded me when my mother's friend would come down. She had like 5 children, and I was an only child. They'd come down, my mom and she and my grandmother would have coffee, and a couple of the kids would come with her. Well, the boy was maybe like 9 months younger than me, and he was always getting into stuff, and he would say, no can do this, no can do that, what can do? That's what it reminded me. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, that was, something they came up with so funny. They tell you this, they tell you that. Just, no can do this, no can do that, what can do?
Yep.
He must have been like 4 years old. I was like, oh, my goodness. So crazy. But the message was beautiful, and I just feel this beautiful divine energy with us today, so it feels amazing.
Yes, it is. Okay, so we've come to the part of the show where we take questions from callers. So if you have called in, remember to press the number 1 so that it raises a symbol on my switchboard so that we know that you have a question. And we will move to our first caller, and that caller is from area code 256. Hi, who's this?
This is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
Great to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Awesome.
So what can we do for you, Kimberly?
What can we do? Changed with you lately?
Say again?
Has anything been changing? Because the angels are telling me, Kimberly, that things have been changing for you.
Well, yeah, I left one job, and now I'm looking for another. So I'm just on the path of navigating, what's best for me right now.
Okay, awesome. Well, not only, did you leave one job, do you realize that you're having this beautiful awakening at the same time that you're, in this transition?
Yeah, I'm noticing that.
Okay, because things are changing on so many different levels, hon, okay? And Kimberly, you're such a wise, beautiful soul. And this is really, a time for you to, connect with all, the beautiful wisdom that you have within. Do you ever have, little snippets, little flashbacks maybe of, past lives, a little bit of, a little bit here, a little bit there?
Yes. I've been thinking about things from Egypt lately, and I don't know why.
Okay, because that's what they've been showing me. Because you're going through, like I said, a transition, and you're going through an awakening, okay? Don't be surprised if you're called into service, to help others. Okay, so just stay open to receiving all these beautiful, ideas and things that want to come to be, for you. There's a beautiful shift happening right now, okay? And this is a time for you to be joyful and really celebrate your life, okay? And, thanks, because you're going to find that it's going to be wonderful, it's going to be magical, it's going to be amazing. Now, in regard to, jobs and, moving from one to another, I sort of get, the universe is giving you a little test in regard to your finances, okay? So the universe is just saying, Kimberly, you've got to remain, optimistic, okay? Stay positive, okay? And start to think, unlimited, okay? And you're really creative. Think creativity, and that's really going to help you to go with the flow, and go forward to where you need to be. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Because I'm getting, Kimberly, I see money coming to you. Prosperity is going to flow to you when you connect with your creativity. Through creativity and maybe some social networking, okay? I'm even getting that someone might come in and help you. There might be someone that's going to come in and assist you, okay?
Okay.
So, just know that you deserve all the happiness and all the joy, And you two are, you know, a beautiful child of the universe. And, you know, put that out there that you deserve, you know, to be joyful. You deserve to accept joy. And you're going to see how things, like, really start to change for you, okay?
Okay.
And I see money, but the money's, like, it's not there to you yet because you really have to do what you're loving to do. Okay?
Okay.
And there's nothing to worry about because you are manifesting what you're desiring. So think about only what you're wanting. And if you look up in the sky, Kimberly, there's a beautiful star, and it has your name on it, okay? So
okay.
Your finances are going to be fine, okay? And
all right.
I am getting you might even receive, like, a gift that you didn't even expect to receive on. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so just, you know, stay positive and expect, like I said, expect prosperity. Okay, and in the meantime, the angels are saying just, you know, be careful with the spending presently, though. Make sure you watch your spending, hon, okay? Because I'm getting,
okay.
like, really soon, you are going to have the success that you truly deserve. There's going to be opportunities around you. There's going to be either more bonuses, more money coming. And it will be a time for you of success and recognition, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so don't, like I said, don't worry because it's just like a little tiny test, okay? And you're going to have your financial dreams become a reality, and you're not going to be worried about money. There's going to be money, like Ginger's coming in. She's saying, Kimberly, there's going to be money for you, whether you want to travel, whether it's for business, maybe if you want to continue on with your schooling, there's going to be money, okay? And
okay.
What I'm getting, you know, with all that's going on now with you, you're really, like, you know, connecting with your true spiritual identity. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm getting, do you resonate, I'm getting that you were a high priestess in a past life.
Yeah, I get that all the time. I really do.
Okay. So you're going to be connecting with more like-minded people that are exactly like you are, and it's going to feel wonderful, you know? And just embrace everything that you're going through presently, whether it's good, you know, whether you perceive it as good or bad, just see it just as it is. And you're going to, you know, you're going to get through this. And just know that your beautiful tribe of people are waiting for you, you know. So they're saying, Kimberly, you've got to step forward. We're looking for your girlfriend. They want to find you. So you really got to get yourself out there. That's your beautiful soul family that wants to connect with you, hon. Okay?
Okay.
And
okay.
Ginger's saying, Kimberly, just say yes already. Will you say yes? And you also have a Pleiadian life too. You're a beautiful star seed, Kimberly. So there's going to be a lot of transition that you're going through. And I just want to ask you: are you eating enough? Like, are you eating properly, nutritiously?
I'm attempting to.
Okay. Well, ask Archangel Raphael to come in and help you with that, hon. Okay.
Okay.
And please value yourself, the amazing, beautiful person that you are, okay? Do not let anyone else, you know, try to tell you any differently, okay?
Okay.
Okay, because I'm getting, you know, you may have had some, you know, experiences that you've gone, you know, through, and you've got to, you know, keep remembering that you are this beautiful, amazing being of light and love, Kimberly, okay?
You're right. You're right.
So
totally.
Just,
yeah.
When you walk past like a mirror or something, just say, Kimberly, I love you, you know, and just you affirm, you know, I am light, I am love, and I value and I honor myself. And the more you do this, you're going to see that people are going to, you know, they're going to follow suit. They're going to do the same. They're going to value you, and they're going to love you more, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I really needed to hear that.
And just make sure that you try to communicate clearly, okay? Because at times,
okay.
Kimberly, I see people, like, they're looking at you, and you know what you want to say. You know what you're, you know, trying to convey, but people around you might not exactly be on the same page with you.
Right.
Okay? So at times, they get a little confused, and Ginger's saying, girlfriend, say it like it is. Don't be afraid, okay? Just, you know, speak your truth, okay? Don't be afraid to speak your truth, okay?
Okay.
At times, I think you don't want to say something. You're afraid that people, you know, they won't, you know, take it the right way. They won't, you know, view you in the same way, and you can't worry about that, okay? It's really,
right.
You know, an act of when we talk and we communicate, like, really, you know, honestly, because you're doing it You're doing it with love, hon, okay? When
right.
you speak to others, okay? And
right.
you've been, you know, you've been waiting and everything, and I'm getting like, you know, your time has come. This is your time, okay? You've been through a lot waiting. You've been doubting. And now is the time where, like, all the good stuff is going to start to come to you, hon, okay?
Okay.
So just get ready for it, Kimberly, and honor that beautiful person that you are, okay? And you have a lot of talent, and it's going to come out. You're going to discover the talent. You're very creative. And you've got to really start expressing, you know, that beautiful creativity. And when you do, you're going to see that you open, like, up these amazing doors because you're tapping into that beautiful, amazing energy, and you're going to bring opportunities and success with it, okay?
Okay.
All right, hon, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. Thank you for calling, Kimberly.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Kimberly. Okay. So the whole time that DC was talking to you, I kept hearing one phrase over and over and over, and that phrase was, I have power. I have power. I have power. So that may be something that you might want to start saying to yourself over and over. Just the words, I have power. And that's going to move you to a higher level of acceptance of yourself and your life and your ability to create. Okay, so let's see what Jesus wants to say. We want you to understand who you really are. You have these memories of these past lives where you were this powerful priestess, where you have lived in other countries and you have done amazing things. And we want you to know that the power that you had then is the power that you still have now. You have not become less. You will never become less. So accept your power. Accept your power to create your own life. Accept your power to make changes to who you are being and what you are experiencing. Accept your power to live your life fully and to be expressive of what you believe, of who you are, of what you are creating, to share the truth of you with the whole world. Accept your power, because you do have power. And we want you to fully, fully allow that into every aspect of your heart, every aspect of your being. You have power. You have power. You have power. And let your life be a reflection of that truth. So that in no moment are you thinking, I can't, I have to wait, blah, blah, blah. Let all of that go. And create your life from your power. Because you do have power. We love you. You are powerful. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
Thank you.
You are welcome. So get out there and create with your beautiful power, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you both very much.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Hold on, my computer is doing its thing. And we will go to our next caller, which is one of those 1111111111 numbers that I love so much. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Magical DC and Barbara Grace. How are you both?
Hello, Queen.
Hello, Queen.
Hi.
What's your friend? Who's our little friend in the background there?
That's Tahuti.
Wow. Beautiful people. And very boisterous today, I might add. My goodness.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. Often he speaks a lot. I love it. I'm trying to figure out what I can do with him to raise my intellect to get him to do other things that cats don't normally do. So that's where we're at.
Well, Kahuti is telling you that, you know, and this is a message I've given you before, that you have a goddess, the goddess is Abundanacia, the goddess of prosperity is with you, and that's what he's so excited about. And he's telling you, oh, my goodness, Mom, you might even find a windfall of money coming your way. So no wonder he's, you know, chatting up a storm there.
Love it.
And he's letting you know you're going to be successful, and you've got to start seeing that abundance as if it's already here, okay? So Kahuti was just, you know, he was just excited to tell you, you know, the good news about the prosperity that's coming your way, and I think it's amazing. Okay, let's see. Okay, and I'm also getting, you know, I don't know, do you use affirmations quite a bit? Because I'm getting for you that, you know, please affirm that I succeed at everything I put my mind to, okay?
I like
you are
going
to be really successful, Queen. And just keep affirming
I
that.
I accept that.
Okay, are things, like, in your life starting to fall apart just a little bit? Because I'm getting, like, there may be some things that are, like, out of alignment, and they seem to be just, like, falling apart. You've been going through a lot of change. You're evolving.
There is some disruptions in places,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. So we've just got to let go, you know, of things that no longer serve us, okay? And this is going to help you to really be, you know, the person that you're supposed to be right now. You're growing by leaps and bounds, and you are totally amazing, okay? And Kahuti said, I'm going to help you with that, Mom. And you know what? You've been really waiting for this lifetime. You've gone through many lifetimes to get to where you are today, okay?
Okay.
And you've got beautiful, you know, beautiful ancient wisdom within yourself. And I'm getting, you know, that you were a sage in past lifetimes. Do you ever feel like that? A very wise sage?
Yes.
And I'm getting that, you know, you have this plan, and you know, you have so much wisdom beyond your years. And I'm getting, you know, like, you've got to just make some time to maybe just, like, just rest, because I feel like this beautiful wisdom needs a chance to be, you know, to quietly surface is what I'm getting. And, Queen, when this really comes out and stuff, you're going to be out there as much as the wisdom. You're not going to be able to hide if you wanted to, okay?
I hear you.
So allow those gifts to come to you, okay? Embrace them. And you know, if there's any little bit of hesitation or fear, get rid of it, okay? I know that you're highly sensitive to energy, and you two are an empath, and you do get out in nature. So that really helps, like, especially now, to keep you grounded, okay? And as I said to Kimberly, you too were a high priestess. Do you remember that lifetime?
That's interesting that you say that. I would say yes, and I would say I'm both the sage and the high priestess in this lifetime.
Yes.
As well.
Well, you know what? Just don't underestimate yourself. Okay? Don't underestimate what you have to share with the world, hon, okay?
Okay.
You are here in this lifetime to be a leader, and you are so needed. You've got to shine your light, you know, upon your path, and let others see that beautiful light, and it invites them to do the same, okay?
Okay.
And I don't know if you like mirror work. Do you look at yourself in the mirror? Because it's really going to help.
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, it's great. Okay, and just, you know, embrace everything that you're going through. Okay, and you, there's so much that you're birthing right now. There's so many new things. Oh my goodness. And you just have so much within you. But you are prepared to get out there and, you know, step on that grander stage. So just be courageous and know that, you know, you are here. This is a time of transition. You know, you're letting go of the old. And Ginger's saying, you know, you're driving through the fog, Queen. Put your headlights on. I'm with you. Don't worry about it. Kahuti and Ginger are going along for the ride. There's nothing to worry about, okay?
Okay.
So, you're, you know, as you're standing there, you have a lot of beautiful women around you, okay? I'm getting Isis is with you. There's, you know, Mother Mary standing there. I'm getting Mary Magdalene is there. There's so many different beautiful souls that are with you at this time. There are healers with you. Mm-hmm. There are a number of priestesses. There's so many different beautiful, you know, divine beings that are with you, and they're going to help you on that journey. And they're going to help you because a lot of them, you know, have told their story, and they're going to help you to really, you know, be able to tell your story, okay? Give yourself permission to really connect and do what you're supposed to do right now, okay? And just surrender to this beautiful journey. And you are going to have, like, so much to share with us, Queen. I'm just so excited. I can't wait.
Thank you.
I can't wait to, you know, to hear, you know, everything that you're going through and all that, you know, that has come to be. But there's going to be opportunities, Queen. There's going to be, you know, a time to go within. There's going to be a lot of abundance coming your way, okay? And, you know, you have plans right now that you're thinking about. If they don't come to fruition, just know that the universe has something better in mind, okay?
Okay.
So just try to go with the flow and have faith, you know, in perfect timing, divine order. Everything's going to happen the way it should happen, Queen, okay? Okay, and Mother Mary is with you, and she just is asking, you know, like during this journey, be honest with yourself, Queen, okay? Just be honest with yourself during this whole journey. And Ginger's saying, you know what, girlfriend, you can't procrastinate either, okay? You've got to look at everything. What has to be done? Let's get up there. Let's do it, okay? And you are powerful. You've got to connect with that power, okay? And Ginger's asking you that you sort of stomp a little bit on Mother Earth and feel the power that you have within, okay?
Okay, I will do that today.
So the power, you know, Ginger's saying, girlfriend, you got the power. You've got to, you know, you've got to recognize it and you've got to accept it, okay?
Yes.
Have you been working with, like, flower essences and things? Because Ginger's saying, you know, at this time, that would be great. I know that you work with different flowers, that you love different flowers. Do you use, like, the flower essences at all, Queen?
Like the box system, per se, no, but I'm working on my own formulas, so I guess I could say
well,
yes to that.
That's awesome, yeah. I mean, your own formulas are amazing. It's going to help you to really connect with your power. So that's beautiful. You know, flower essences, essential oils, you know, all things like that are going to be really, you know, helpful and significant on your journey. And Ginger's saying, you know, they're going to bring you the confidence that you need as well. Those beautiful flower essences and things that you use individually for yourself are going to be really powerful, Queen. And I'm just beautiful flowers around you. What kind of flowers are there with you presently?
Sunflowers are appearing right now.
Oh, they're beautiful. They're one of my favorites. Beautiful, beautiful sunflowers, yes. Really, really beautiful. But they're going to, like I said, they're going to help you on your path. They're going to help you to just, you know, you made a commitment to yourself, and they're going to help you to keep that commitment, okay? And all those beautiful, like I said, you know, divine beings are with you, and they want you to really believe in yourself. Do you like lilies at all?
I mean, not particularly, but have any feelings about them one way or the other. They're pretty.
Okay, because I'm getting specifically like a deep pink lily is what the angels are showing right now. Okay?
Okay.
So that's what they're showing me. And I'm also getting, you know, the beautiful little flowers, the forget-me-nots, and that's going to help you with past life healing.
Okay.
There's something that you're holding on to that might be a little bit like that's, you know, something that's giving you an issue. And these beautiful flowers are going to help you with that, okay? As well as Archangel Raziel coming in.
Okay.
Have you been remembering, you know, like your past lives through dreams?
I'm going to say yes. Past lives in ancient times, not necessarily, but in this life, yes.
Okay. Okay, so there's some kind of situations. It might be like an unhealthy situation. Okay, and it's time to just to take a lesson and what you've experienced and leave any kind of negativity, you know, behind, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting, please pay really, really close attention now, Queen, to your dreams that you're having, okay? Because you are healing.
Okay.
You know, there's a beautiful healing going on, okay? And Ginger's just like pointing up into the sky and she's saying, Mom, this lady is amazing. She truly is a queen. And you are so connected to the planets, Queen. Do you feel that? Different
to
planets,
the planets,
you know, not the, yeah, the planets, not the one that you're on presently. She's laughing.
You may, yeah, I am otherworldly, so I would say, yeah, I'll say yes.
Because she's saying Callisto. The planet Callisto is like it's a moon of Jupiter. Okay, and
what's it called?
This one really helps
Callisto.
Connect with children, and it sort of encourages like a rebirth. Okay.
What's it called again? Callisto.
Callisto, C-A-L-L-I-S-T-O. Call upon this, you know, beautiful moon of Jupiter to bring, you know, new ideas, birth to new ideas for this life, okay? And as you do, you could use like a bowl of water, have the bowl of water there as an offering. And, you know, when you call upon, you know, this, you know, moon of Jupiter, to help you with new to birth new ideas, the water is going to be a sign of your thankfulness and your faith, okay?
Okay.
Yes, yes. Cahootie agrees.
And his
okay.
name is Tu.
What is it now?
I'm going to let you, his name is Tu-Hootie, or you probably know Thuth. You probably know the name Thuth, and that is one of his
yes,
names
yes.
as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, it's a little easier for me to say Zeus. He's saying, you know what? That was great. He's saying now he wants to hear from Jesus. Okay, take it away, Barbara.
Thank you, Magical DC. That was beautiful. And I just want to say to you, the last time you spoke of Ambantina, prosperity did flow in where there were others around me who were challenged. I was blessed, so I just wanted to.
Well, God bless you. You're an amazing being, and you know it.
And so are you. Namaste.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Good day.
Okay. Actually, Isis wants to talk to you instead of Jesus. So, are you okay with that?
You know it.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Here she is. This is the time of your great awakening, and you have been experiencing it for some time now. We want you to continue to open up to your power, to the power that is within you, to the power that allows you to create your life instead of being a victim of what anyone else has created. You are not a victim. You have never been a victim, and you will never be a victim. You know that you have power. You feel your power. And we want you to create from that power, from that knowing that anything and everything is possible for you because you believe in yourself. You believe in your power. You believe in your connection. You know that we are all with you and that we are on your side. And you allow yourself to live your life from that knowing. from that knowing that you don't need to be worried. You don't need to be apprehensive. You don't need to be looking over your shoulder because you have power. You have the power to create your life the way you choose for it to be. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. You are here for a purpose, and you are living that purpose. Allow yourself to continue on the path of creating what you know is right. We see the beauty within you, and we are thrilled that you are also seeing that beauty within you. This is a path that can take you to heights of greatness that you've never even imagined. All things are possible. All things are possible. So don't start putting limitations on your life and thinking you have to wait and you have to put things off and you have to wait till the moons line up with the sun and all of the other things that someone might tell you you need to wait on. You have power. You are a creator. Create your life the way you feel is right for you. And when you are creating that life, be sure and open up to allowing yourself to receive whatever it is you need, whether it's $20 million or an apple. It doesn't matter. You have the power to create. We didn't say that you can only create a little. You have the power to create. You can create anything and everything. You have the power to create. Don't minimize that power. Don't minimize yourself. You are powerful. And we are working with you to help you to see that power, to understand that power, to live that power. That power is you. This is your life. Make it as phenomenal as you are. We are with you always. You are loved. Okay, that's what she wanted to say.
Well, I give thanks. Isis, Ast, Aset, those are her other aspects of her name from Kemet. I thank you, as always. And I'll see y'all, catch y'all on the next time. Thank you.
Okay. You are welcome. Have a beautiful, magical day.
I am, and both of you as well.
Thank you. All right, DC.
What okay. Energy, right, Barbara? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Like I'm sitting here now. It's like, okay, don't do or think anything. Just be in the energy.
I've been running back and forth and picking up Jackson's pants. They're a little bit too big. I didn't want any, you know, accidents while the show was going on, so I kept running back and forth and just picking up his little pants. Oh, my goodness.
You're going to have to find him a little belt.
I actually have another pair of pants. I'm just
going to
take these off before he walks out of them, you know? Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
It was beautiful, beautiful energy. Oh, my goodness. And it's the sun is shining, you know, outside and it's shining within. It just feels amazing. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, life is
totally
amazing.
Beautiful. It is amazing.
Okay,
I'm so
well,
blessed to share this energy with you, Barbara, and really, you know, as I'm helping others, you know, I learn things myself. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, that is part of the beauty of it all. We aren't just helping, we're also being helped. So it's an all-inclusive kind of opening and loving and all of that.
And Ginger's saying, Auntie Barbara, she's saying, you're a great manifester. Do you know that? She's saying you're creating so much new in your life.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, she's just saying, you know, like, you know, just put enough energy out there and, you know, your vibration is really going to connect with what you're wanting. And she's saying, just, you know, keep going. Don't stop. Okay. So she's saying, as you're saying things, you're going to see it's going to start manifesting right before your very eyes. And she's going, way to go, Auntie Barbara. So you're going to have to think about maybe doing a class on manifesting, because she's saying, oh, my goodness, she's doing an amazing job.
Well, I will look into that.
Yes, you're doing an awesome job, Barbara. So just please keep doing it. And like I said, I feel like, you know, you have the automatic writing. I feel like this is going to be like a manifesting class that you're going to teach everyone.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm writing myself a note. Class on manifesting.
Yes. Yeah, she's saying she's doing such an amazing job. Of course she's going to have a class on manifesting. And she's saying, Auntie Barbara, you know that, you know, the universe has an unlimited supply of everything, don't you?
Yes.
Well, she's saying, well, then start, you know, dreaming those bigger dreams. She's saying, she said, Auntie Barbara, wish bigger, wish bigger. She's saying, you're not wishing, you know, you have to wish a lot bigger, she's saying.
Okay. I will do that.
Okay. Yeah, no restrictions.
Yes, I'm learning that one too. So that applies to everybody.
Yes, yes. Ginger Singh, she learned from, you know, the very best, Barbara. You taught her well.
Good, wonderful.
Yeah, she's saying,
okay.
I don't think there's any other, you know, smart dogs on any other shows. She's been listening to the other shows, I guess, and she hasn't heard from any other smart dogs, so.
She is definitely unique.
Yes.
That's the way it's meant to be.
Goodness, yes. Well, I thank you. I've had my fill of vitamin G for today, and I feel like I could go out there and conquer the world. My goodness.
Yeah. Yes, and life is definitely getting better and better, and I can accept that.
And you totally deserve it.
Thank you. And thank you to everyone who's been a part of the show and called in and listened and received and whatever it was that you did. We appreciate you and we value you. And you are an important part of this world, so don't ever forget that.
Definitely.
Okay, so we will be back on next Tuesday, and we hope everyone has a beautiful, beautiful day, a day filled with love and light and laughter. Yes, you need to laugh.
And Auntie Barbara is asking you, look for those butterflies and those bees.
Okay, I will. All right. Thank you all again so much, and we will talk to you again on another day. Bye-bye.
Bye.